The Gemara tells, teaches us in Yuma, Dav Ayin Gimel Amid Beis, Ochel Gagosavet Sagas of Yom Kippur Chai, if you eat the shear, as we'll see, of a large day with its pit, but you eat a certain shear on Yom Kippur, you are chayav. See, the shear on Yom Kippur is different than the general shear achila all year round. Usually, the Torah couches the prohibitions in lo sochal, that it's an iser achila, not eat nevela or chaylev, and therefore the shear always is a kezayis. In order to be chayav, you have to eat a kezayis, or to be chayav makis, and then less than the shear might be usher, but there is no onesh. So that's the shear by kolat arakulo. However, by Yom Kippur, the Mishnah is telling us the shear is different. To be chayiv kares on Yom Kippur, you have to eat a kagosav esagasa. You have to eat a large day with its pit, which is bigger than the olive size, a kazayas. Why? Because the source doesn't say lo yochal. It says v'nisem by Yom Kippur, the pasuk in Vayikra, chaf gimel chaf zayim, v'nisem es nafsho sechem, which the Gemara in Ayin Dalet Amud Beis says we learn out from there, you can't eat or drink. But since it doesn't use the normal term lo socha, lo yocham, so therefore the shear is the kosev es agasa. And that's why you're not chayev until you eat this shear. What is it? It's something that is yitzuve daite. It soothes one hunger. It basically takes away the pang. So you have to eat that. You have to eat a certain amount to be chayev. So the Mishnah tells us another halacha as well, that what constitutes when I'm eating a kosev es agasa. So the Mishnah tells us, even if you have a half a kosev es agasa of bread and a half of fish or meat, you're subject to kares. In other words, we do amitztaref all the food to that shear, because as long as it's soothing your hunger, so then you're chayim. In fact, the toast with Yom HaKippurim, Tosefis Yom HaKippurim, comments that the Mishnah is, even though normally it's foods that are repulsive, usually you're not chayav for achila, but over here, even if they're repulsive, as long as it helps you relieve from the fast, yishuvei daita, you'd be chayav. And the Shargis Aryeh says a similar yisod. He says that since normally, if you have raw meat you generally, it's considered shalol kederach achila, so maybe you get it down to a drabana and mutta, depending on what the scenario is. But on Yom Kippur, if you have raw meat, even though it's shalol kederach achila, you're still chayev. Because by other Yisroel, we go by if it's a ma'is achila or not. But on Yom Kippur, one is chayev even eating raw meat, since again, it's yisuvei daite. And the Ksav Sofer as well talks about a case where you have someone eat a half a kosev es agasa before Yom Kippur of food, and then he ate another. He finished off the other half, and he completed the kosev es agasa right after Yom Kippur, and toch kedei achilas pras, within the time span that we could still combine the two mice had two acts of eating. So the Ksav Sofer wants to say that since he only ate half a Ksav Eskasa, but that since the small amount of food he ate after the start of Yom Kippur gave him Yisuvei Daite, satisfaction, soothes one hunger, he is Chayev. So we see that the Mishnah says that even though normally the shear is a kezayis, when it comes to Yom Kippur, Yom Kippur chayev, you are chayev. And because only we learned that from Inisames Nafsho Seichem, not from the classic Lashon Achila. So my nafkamina. So one nafkamina is the shear. By regular din achila, your usher, you get punished. The onish is even on a kezayis. But on Yom Kippur, since it says v'nisim, you have to afflict yourself. So therefore, you have to eat enough to get the pangs of fasting over. So you have to eat the size of a large day with a pit. So that's one nafkamina, lashon achila versus lashon tuuna. And as well, the Mishnah tells us because of that, that's why you could combine fish and bread, other type of food, as long as together. You're eating Ksukteva Sagasa, so it causes Yeshuvei Daitis and Yubi Chayev. And the other, and the Mefarshim as well point out, even if you eat something which is more, food that doesn't taste good, that normally you find repulsive, no sin tam of kam. So even though normally repulsive food perhaps wouldn't have a din of ochel, but here, since it's causing yisuvei daita, so the Muslim of Farshim say you'd be chayev. And as well as the Shagat Ayi writes, that even though raw meat usually is not considered, it's considered shaloka derech achila, but on Yom Kippur, if you ate the raw meat and it gave you the relief, so you would be chayev, it wouldn't be considered derech achila because of this is rosuna. And as well, the Ksav Sofer points out that a big chiddush, that if you eat a half a kosev gatsa before Yom Kippur, and then toka de achila's pras right after Yom Kippur, you'd eat the other half, even though you only eat less than kosev gatsa. But since you on Yom Kippur, it's providing you with the Yisuvei Daite, it takes away the pangs of fasting, so therefore, he is higher.